All right. Good evening. We're going to call the meeting of the Monroe City Council for regular business meeting on Tuesday, March 12, 2019. Time is now 7:02 p.m. Leanne, would you please do a roll call?
Sure. Council members in attendance and establishing a quorum are Council members Scarborough, Hanford, Cutterback, Rasmussen, and Gamble.
Thank you. Council member Scarborough, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilmember Scarborough. The next item on the agenda is public comments. This time is set aside for members of the public to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. Is there anyone signed in? Okay. We'll open up the mic. Is there anyone here that would like to testify? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Rasmussen, seconded by Councilmember Campbell. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item is Councilmember reports. Councilmember Scarborough.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Councilor Goodback.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Councilor Rasmussen.
Nothing tonight.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
So,
thank you.
You want to tell your report? I'm just saying, hey, wait, hold on, I better get this on the record. There we go. Chuck, good to be back. Next Friday, the 22nd, is the annual Monroe Public School Foundation auction. So that is the basically sole source of revenue generation for Monroe Public School Foundation. Always a good night. It's kind of the event to be at for this guy, Ben. Really is. I know Jacob. He was not beating me down the other day saying, "Is there any tickets left?" There are, Jacob. There. How many is there? There are tickets left. I know the city does. Have a table. I heard through Grapevine, which is great. But if there's anybody that would like to attend, I've got a couple seats left at my table. And I know some of you are already donated items for Lion Auction. I really do appreciate it. Last year we raised $148,000 for kids in the Sky Valley area. So it is always a good night. That's it.
Great, thank you. I have nothing to report myself. So we'll move on to staff and department reports. Mr. Farrell, Parks and Recreation.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Good evening, Council. So attached is the Parks and Recreation update for the past month. I just want to point out a couple of items there. Is that last month, students from Western Washington University, they were walking around neighborhoods in Monroe, gathering data for potential pedestrian and bicycle connections as a future network for Monroe. They examined street segments and intersections by walking through the neighborhoods, and the data was for a class project to analyze the pedestrian and bicycle network near trail access points, including links with nearby parks and destinations, and then two proposed connections for pedestrians and bicycles between existing trail and park entrances, possibly new sidewalks, bike lanes, path trail, et extension's recommendation. So after they collect the data, I believe at the end of their semester, they will be submitting a report, and we'll pass that on to you as well. Another news, there's a photo of, I couldn't miss putting a photo of the snowpocalypse. So I know all the city staff were really busy working to, snow removal type duties. And then also just noted there's a couple of nice other pictures too, is that Rory Field, our crew, recently they were doing some conditioning to that synthetic surface. So it's important to do that kind of conditioning because it maintains the safety and the service life of that field. So, there's a rubber, chrome rubber infill, and if you get that where it's been kicked out and you get a lot of heavy use, then the fake grass that, can start wearing down, and then you've, really shortened the life of the field. So it's important to do that maintenance work. We currently have a request for proposals for food and drink concessionaires at the Scarborough Park and Lake Tai Park. So we have that posted online, and we put the word out. So we'll be standing by for proposals. And then last, we have the monthly city parks unmarked trails inspections. And you can see in the past month, there was about three bags of litter collected the first week in February. And there was an encampment discovered between Scarborough Park and the cabin property, and the police were contacted. In the next few weeks, we had a lot of snow, so there were other priorities of snow removal, as we saw in the earlier photo. So the trails were not inspected those weeks. And then the following week, when they were able to move back into that, no trash was found, just a lot of snow still on the trails. And there was one stump that was found that would look like it had been recently burned, possibly as a campfire or something. So that's really the report there. And then there's the spreadsheet where you can see kind of what's been going on and tracking over the past, now we're at a couple of years now, I think we've been doing this. So that's our report.
Any questions? Or? Yes, Councilor Newman.
Oh, that was, I just had a couple of comments. One, I wanted to thank the crews for all the work they did through the snowstorm. I know there was many people that never stepped foot out of their driveway, and I know we had a workforce in throughout there working through the police force, so much appreciated. And I did see the pictures of the turf, so it's ready to go baseball season. There's not any condition.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Good.
Okay. And then just look, when I was looking at the data, unless I'm looking at this wrong, it does appear to me that we are making a dent, at least by our consistency, right, which was the intent of this, and kind of reduce, it's not taking as long, and it does appear to me that the bags of garbage are less. So I very much appreciate the work there. I know we got a long ways to go, and I know some of it is that this is all stuff that we're doing. This is all on city property. There's some stuff that is just retreated into other spots. We're active in making sure that we're engaging those partners to make sure we're getting those areas clean as well.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, these are the city partners.
These are the city partners, right. So appreciate all the work that's there. And I also appreciate, because I did laugh when I saw that on the book for snow removal, I have expected a request for a snowmobile. So thanks, Mike, for. We did do a UTV, right?
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Councilmember Comeback.
Thank you. Yes, Mike, I noticed that too, that the number of bags of litter removed has gone down pretty significantly year over year. So do you have a sense of why? Are people littering less? Are we just getting more efficient? What is the, what's the reason?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily littering less in a general sense. I think it's we just try to quantify the garbage we're removing. A lot of that were due to encampments, so if the encampments are at more of a, since we're doing it weekly, where they've only been around for a few days, there really isn't enough time to have the amount that we're, when we, wouldn't
be able to discover something that, you know, didn't live there for a while, so.
Okay, so it sounds like removal of encampments is really what's helping.
Yes.
Keeping it consistent, why
yes.
And that is helping.
Yeah, the reduction there, exactly. Yeah, and as far as the time spent, that kind of was going to, it flatlines, because it's going to be, they're going through, you know, areas on a regular basis, so that's not really going to shorten anymore, as far as the amount of labor spent.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the work done on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion, questions? Okay, thank you, Mr. Farrell. Moving on to Parks Board 2018 annual report.
That's one. Thank you.
That's one.
So, then again, another attachment, there's a briefing there as far as an annual report. So, there's highlights that are bulleted there as far as what the Park Board worked on last year. And as you know, a year ago, the Park Board initiated having an actual work plan for the year. So we're getting more strategic with the Park Board. And so these annual reports will be basically be presented to you every year now. So this is the first of the annual reports of the Park Board. I'll take any questions, comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Please let the record show that Councilmember Davis said your chambers at 7:13 p.m. Good evening, Councilor. All right, Police Chief Joey, police update.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem Council. Just a couple of things. You had the report for you or attached. I wanted to highlight or point out underneath the homicide case, we've updated that. It's an extensive investigation that requires a lot of staffing hours, and we're still working on things such as Spanish transcription and how we're putting that into the investigative package. So it's a continual thing that's ongoing and taking up a lot of resources, and that number's down there before you to give you an idea of where that fiscal impact and stuff like that is. Moving on to the South Blakely address on February 27th, the police department served a search warrant, and we were able to gain permission from the current person responsible for the property and evacuate 14 persons that were at the residence. We believe there were as many as 20. Some had left prior to our arrival. In that, all 14 were offered services. All 14 denied any assistance or any kind of intervention. We did have our PROACT team on scene, as well as our embedded social worker. And we're able to provide bags of food and blankets and some winter supplies for them as they left the area. But I think it's important to recognize that we get to a point where some people do not want service or help, and there's not a lot we can do about that. Also, I'd like to thank, this was a citywide effort, and Ben, as well as Amy Bright, contributed to hundreds of hours, as well as my staff, in preparation for getting to this point where we could remediate and take care of this issue that plagued that neighborhood. And it's unfortunate it went on that long, but we're going to work together and continue to work together to ensure that we address these things in a quick and fair fashion, so it's not, it doesn't impact neighborhoods. I also want to thank Brad and the public works people who made it possible for us to operate in that environment. It was cold. We had the incident command trigger down there. It would make it much easier to process these individuals and offer them help. And then there's something a little more light. We did have a community event on the 22nd, Coffee with the Cop. It was at Monroe Pizza and Pints, and that was a good time. And then the officers had any pints just for summer. That's about it.
Any questions? Councilor Scarborough.
Congratulations on the February 27th operation, if you will. Thank you. Where does it go from now here? Do we as a city clean it up? Does the owner of the house Mayor's responsibility or what?
I think that's yet to be seen. Obviously, the property owner is responsible for their property. That property is in transition right now between the bank and foreclosure process. The one thing that we're doing to ensure that this doesn't fall off our plate is we're continually, regularly pinging these people that have a vested interest. Amy Bright's taking a lead on that and is working regularly with all the involved parties to ensure this gets cleaned up. So just because we saw one portion of it, we're making sure this gets done all the way to the end. I don't know, Ben, if you have anything you want to add to that.
Yeah, just real quickly. This is a new process that we entered into dealing with this property. It's a new law that Washington State just recently passed, and so with that, it's our first time, and so we're discovering things and kind of working through some learning curves for us. The one big issue we had with this is there wasn't truly an owner to the property at the time. The gentleman who owned the property passed away, and we couldn't really find anybody to take responsibility, and unfortunately most of our regulations were written towards an owner. And so so Amy Bright, of all those hours, Amy did the majority of the work on our side of things. She was able to track down the bank and find them, but through the bank process, they've been fairly good to work with. They've helped us this far, but we're still pinging them back as far as, hey, we still need to do more follow-up. They have been saying, well, we've got contractors that have submitted bids to us to do the external cleanup, but we're just waiting to get the approval to finish that out. We still don't know, again, because this is their first time doing a process like this, how far they can go, because the bank, even though they hold the note on the property, at this point, I don't believe they're the property owner. They haven't gone through the foreclosure process, and so they can do preservation. I don't know if they can actually enter the property and do any additional work in there. I know that, you know, they secured everything out, outside, or secured all the windows and doors, but the big problem right now is obviously the yard with all the trash and everything in it. So we're still working with them. I know Amy Bright and then Sergeant Ryan both followed up with the bank today to try to get response when they're going to come out.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I definitely want to emphasize it was a citywide department or interdepartment team effort, and it was good to get all the brains in the room to be able to figure out solutions to this, and it wasn't easy, and but we'll get better at it should this come up again.
Okay, thank you. Councilor Gamble.
Yes, Chief, so appreciate the action on the street. That's great. I did have a question. I was trying to find it in the other reports. I didn't see it. I was just wondering if you had any sort of, there was a manhunt or something like that in the lower corner, February 17th. Does that ring a bell? He's on it.
You know, I took him to saw for just a second. I believe did we?
And if there's something in my email, I apologize. Okay.
And I think we emailed back and forth a little bit about it. It was a search for a person who was wanted on some warrants. It went through several different properties, and when I did inquire, they thought it might have gone through a property that you were asking about.
Yeah, it's my property. That's why I was about on my camera.
Yeah, this has been a while ago, but they spent 3 hours tracking this parade. And they were able to get a drone from a local agency to go up and pinpoint his location. And as they converged on it after 3 hours, so
you well, can my imagine, dad called him in.
He popped out.
So that
well, it's a good thing he did. So.
Yeah. Okay.
And they may have been chasing him before then.
They were.
Get their location.
Yeah.
So
he was a, was he, a, you said he was, he escaped? Or what was the?
Yeah, I think it was a parole walkaway. He just stopped going with supervision, if I recall, off the top of my head. It wasn't like a dangerous criminal or anything like that. It was just a person who was not reported to their probation officer.
Okay.
Parole officer.
There was a lot of stuff on Facebook. I just wanted to get it from the source, you know, everything from you were in, he was in custody in a police vehicle and broke out and all that kind
no.
of stuff. So,
no.
Yeah,
no,
I just wanted to.
An officer was driving by, knew that this person was a walk away, observed them, and the chase was on.
Ah, that makes sense. So, that's what I was going to try. I was trying to figure out is how did he escape from
the there's nothing to do with our agency other than we were going to find him.
Okay. So, I figured that would have showed up in a report. That's why there has to be false.
And I think you're on Facebook once a month.
I was going to say, Facebook's always right? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? All right, Brad.
Thank you.
Works up there.
In your council packet is the usual project updates and grant status. So this is a couple things to bring to your attention. The Tester Road emergency water line repair that you approved the emergency last time you met. You contracted with RRJ Corporation to fix that water line. It's about $85,000, and they'll be starting that work on Monday. The Blueberry-Kelsey intersection repairs or changes makes it two northbound lanes to hopefully fix some of the traffic problems in that area. The design is done. We petitioned the Utility and Transportation Commission to do changes to the crossing arms. Burlington Northern failed to respond, which meant that the Utilities and Transportation Commission was going to hold a public hearing on that, which would require us to go to Olympia for a hearing. Fortunately, Scott Peterson has been heard on Burlington Northern, and we've got them to agree with everyone that they don't need a hearing, so hopefully that will be canceled prior to the free hearing conference. So I'll save us a little bit of time and effort going down there. If you haven't been out back, the portables are gone. They used to be housing the inspectors and the records, so since the snow finally left, the company was able to pull those off. So there's a nice big giant parking lot back there that was just restructured for the police department to move their cars into a more secure location. As the police chief mentioned, the incident support center was used two times in February. The first two times has been used for an unplanned event, so both the death investigation down Terror Street and the removal of people from the Blakely Street House. We also used the Control Coordination Center to work on the snow removal efforts, dispatching people and taking the phone calls, and that actually worked quite well. So. That's been coming together very nicely. And then we also are gone through the RFP process for the facilities report consultant and are negotiating the contract with them right now, which will be coming to the council in the near future. And that's all I have. Okay, are there any questions?
Any questions for Brad? Well, let's see. Councilor Scarborough.
The Oak Street one. I read it, but I'm not sure I understand. Where are we as far as buying the property?
We're negotiating with the property owners through our...
Still?
Yes, through our right-of-way consultant, yes.
Okay. So until that's done, nothing's going to be done back.
Right.
Thank you.
Anything further? All right.
City Administrator, Thank you. The agenda for next week, there's the Legislative Affairs Committee, and then presentations by the Downtown Monroe Association, the Monroe Boys and Girls Club, the Monroe School District, and the Fire District. The ordinance for the East Monroe compliance. And then we have discussion items on the 191st update and where to fund that project from. Snow removal, sidewalk maintenance, requiring people to clean the snow off their sidewalks. Main Street speed limit discussion that you'd have to come back. And then City Hall facilities. The alt sites, the alternative sites and partnerships criteria, and property maintenance code, and parking and storage violations, and then Michael have the Western Washington University trail update, and then the executive session for property acquisitions.
Okay.
Are there any comments on that agenda or any future agendas for people being absent?
Councilman Gannon.
I may be absent on the April meeting. I should have that firmed up by next week. I may be in Denver. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Councilman Gannon.
Just thank you for bringing back, or putting on the agenda the snow removal sidewalk maintenance. I know we had a couple of emails about that during that time, so thank you for adding that on. And then, I don't know, is there a way to highlight that that's going to be on the agenda, whether it's on the city's Facebook page or... I know we put it on the agenda on the website, but it might be nice to just highlight that on Facebook that it's going to be brought back on the 19th. So,
we have a little blurb in the middle of this week, too.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Councilor. Councilor Scarborough.
Yes, why don't we get a vote on Main Street?
Well, we don't know. You're going to discuss it on the 19th, and then whatever the council, how the council wishes to proceed, will determine whether there's a vote or not.
On the 19th of March?
Yes.
Yes, I didn't see it. You didn't?
I think Main Street speed limits for council member Scarborough is like the post office for a hearing.
Okay, well, we're speaking of Olympia. So Sunday the 24th, if you see there, the UWC Lobby Day reception that evening. Monday is the EWC Lobby Day. Do we have any councilors interested or planning on attending any of those events? Councilor Gudak?
I'm interested. Are there city or people going down?
My understanding is that there are.
Yeah.
So it says, no more than three customers that can attend. So I just thought we should give city staff an idea so they can at least post something. So you're planning to attend those?
I haven't signed up yet. Is somebody coordinating that from the city staff that we've done previously?
Liz.
Okay.
Okay, any other council members planning to attend those? Councilor Gamble?
I may.
Councilor Gamble's a may. Thank you. Any other council members? Okay, so Brad, would you like to talk pictures of the park on? Thank you very much. Okay, so the mayor's update went on this week. You can see the front of the line. At this point, we have time for executive session. For the price of the property. Attorney Well would like to bring down the
pursuant to RC Order 4230. The council will now convene an executive session for the purpose of discussing the minimum price of which real property will be sold. Executive session will last approximately 10 minutes, after which there may be action of the session.
Any discussion on your end? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Director Swanson has one more item. Give us an update on it.
Yes. Okay, so this is just a kind of a quick update from community development, and the mayor asked me to bring this forward. So Freddie, I put this on your desk. It's House Bill 1923. And what this House Bill does is put very specific development regulations on cities. I understand what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do is mobile as far as creating affordable housing, but throughout kind of the state history, local jurisdictions have always enjoyed a fairly good relationship with the state as far as a bottom-up approach. They've given us general parameters to work in. We create our legislation at a local level, and we comply with those regulations. So on this one, and why the Association of Washington Cities is heavily opposing this, is they feel that the state's doing such a major overreach and getting really down into cities' regulations and saying, you must do this, this, and this in your regulation. Not saying what they're proposing is bad, but they're still maintaining kind of that every community should be able to decide what's best for that community, as opposed to the state doing a large blanket approach. And so, so talking with the mayor, he wanted me to bring this in front of council before we actually talk to our person down in Olympia to formally say the city opposes this and start working his angles as far as talking with our representatives. And so it's not a formal vote, but if any council members or councils in total opposition and wants to stay silent on this, we can go that direction. However, kind of from a staff level, the mayor level, we really want to come out opposing this along with the Association of Washington City.
Great.
Go
ahead. All right, anything further tonight?
Move to
adjourn. Second.
Motion been made by Councilman Scarborough, second by Councilman Gamble. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Good evening.